弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace, brothers and sisters.
昨天晚上睡得不怎么好，是不是？
Perhaps we did not sleep too well last night.
我感谢主的恩典，今天早上我们再一同来到主跟前来思想点主的话。
We thank the Lord for His grace that once again we can come into His presence to fellowship upon His word.
保罗说，有人看节日比哪日强，有人看每天都是一样。
Paul has written to us in the scriptures that others would honor a day above another, and some will feel all days alike.
我想每个人在过日子的时候，每个日子对我们都有特别的意思，对吗？
I think for each one of us, as we spend our days, each day perhaps owes significance or meaning for each one of us differently.
今天早上我起来的时候，就发觉，哎呦，今天原来是2022年最后的一天了。
Now, as I awoke this morning, I discovered, oh, today is in fact the last day of the year 2022.
你知道，有的时候我们来了营会啊，真的不知道时间是怎么过来的，这个不太知道。
Now, sometimes when I'm at a conference, I lose count of the days.
但弟兄姊妹，我们想到一年终结的时候，我们真的在主面前再次来温习主在这些日子里头给我们的恩典和祝福。
But brothers and sisters, as we come to the end of a year, let us once again review and be reminded of all the grace and blessing the Lord has blessed us with.
那我想这个我们在主面前这样的温习远超过我在这边讲一堂道给大家所得到的益处。
I think as we all recount His grace and blessing, it would be even more beneficial than sharing a message.
但是我还是要讲吧。
But nevertheless, I still need to fulfill my responsibility.
我在还没有讲我的题目之前，我想有一些话，开头的话还是必须要说明的。
Before I get into today's message, I'll have to share a few words first.
那刚才领诗的弟兄已经有说了。
Now, brother who led the hymn has already mentioned.
因为在旧约里头，所有的约不过是个影儿。
All the covenant in the Old Testament is only a shadow.
这个影儿是指着那新约里头一切的丰富，一切的祝福。
These shadows are but a type that points out on all the reality and blessing that is in the New Covenant.
那所以在这里，我虽然是讲到在旧约里头神跟他百姓所立的约。
Therefore, even though we fellowship upon all the covenants which God has established with His people.
但是不能够离开新约里头的一切的恩典跟祝福。
But that cannot be separated from all the grace and blessing that is under the new covenant.
因为说时间各样的限制，我必须要一点一点的来讲，所以新约只能留到最后一堂。
Because of our limitation in time and space, I can only share on each covenant and wait for the last message to share on the new covenant.
但是我想弟兄姊妹你对主的话都是认识的。
But brothers and sisters, I realize you are very familiar with the word of God.
所以我想在你们听我交通的时候你也知道在新约里头的祝福是怎么一回事情。
Therefore, even if I share upon the blessings of the new covenant, you know what that is concerning.
昨天跟弟兄们说到在伊甸园的约还有亚当的约。
Yesterday we shared upon the Edenic covenant and the Adamic covenant.
那今天我们要再看两个的约。
Today we'll fellowship on two other covenants.
一个是跟挪亚立的约。
One is the covenant with Noah.
一个约是跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
The other covenant is with Abraham.
我们还是来开点主的话。
Let us first turn to the word of God.
我想弟兄姊妹都知道在哪里的，在创世纪第九章。
I think brothers and sisters are familiar. It is found in Genesis chapter 9.
我们从第九节开始看。
We'll begin reading from verse 9.
创世纪第九章第九节。
Genesis chapter 9, verse 9.
我与你们和你们的后裔立约，并与你们这里一切的活物，就是飞鸟、牲畜、走兽，凡从方舟里出来的活物立约。我与你们立约，凡有血肉的，不再被洪水毁灭灭绝，也不会再有洪水毁灭地了。神说，我与你们并你们这里头各样活物所立的永约是有记号的。我把虹放在云彩中，这就可以作为我与地立约的记号了。
We'll read from Genesis chapter 9, verse 9. And I, behold, I establish my covenant with you and with your seed after you, and with every living creature that is with you, of the fowl, of the cattle, and of every beast of the earth with you, from all that go out of the ark to every beast of the earth. And I will establish my covenant with you. Neither shall all flesh be cut off any more by the waters of a flood. Neither shall there any more be a flood to destroy the earth. And God said, this is the token of my covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I do set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be for a sign of a covenant between me and the earth.
我们再看创世纪十七章。
Genesis chapter 17.
我们从第一节开始看。
We'll begin reading from verse 1.
亚伯兰年九十九岁的时候，耶和华向他显现，对他说：我是全能的神，你当在我面前做完全人。我就与你立约，使你的后裔极其繁多。亚伯兰伏伏在地，神又对他说：我与你立约，你要做多国之父。从此之后，你的名不要再叫亚伯兰，要做亚伯拉罕，因为我已经立你做多国的父。
Verses 1 through 5. And when Abram was 90 years old and nine, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. And I will make my covenant between me and thee and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, As for me, behold, my covenant was with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name any more be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham.For father of many nations have I made thee.
我们再看第九节。
Verse 9.
神又对亚伯拉罕说，你和你的后裔必世世代代遵守我的约。你们所有男子都要受割礼，这是我与你并你的后裔所立的约，是你们所当遵守的。
This is verse 9 to 11. And God said it unto Abraham, Thou shalt keep my covenant, therefore, thou and thy seed after thee in thy generations. This is my covenant which ye shall keep between me and you and thy seed after thee. Every man child among you shall be circumcised, and ye shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant betwixt me and you.
然后想关于挪亚的故事、亚伯拉罕的故事，弟兄姊妹都非常的熟，所以很多经文我就不在这里读了。
Now I believe brothers and sisters are quite familiar with the story of Noah and Abraham, so there are many other verses that we will not read through this morning.
那弟兄姊妹，我想昨天我已经提过了。
Now, brothers and sisters, I already made mention yesterday.
神其实不需要跟人立约的。
In fact, God does not need to set a covenant with man.
因为他是那位信实的神。
Because God himself is faithful.
他说了话就一定会实现的。
And what God has spoken, it will be fulfilled.
他跟我们人不一样。
He is unlike man.
我们人又受了很多的限制。
Man has much, much limitations.
因为人就是答应了，很可能到那个时候他没有能力做了。
A man may have agreed to do something.But it is without power, they cannot carry it through.
但我们感谢神，他是那位大能的神。
But we thank God because he's an almighty God.
他也是那位信实的神。
He is also God who is faithful.
他答应了我们一切的祝福，他保证我们能够得到的。
All the blessings which he has promised us, he will fulfill.
所以神其实他命立就立，命有就有，他不需要跟人立约。
Therefore, God spoke and it was so. He commanded and it stood firm. He does not need to establish covenant with man.
但是神因着爱我们的缘故。
But because God so loved us.
他为着给我有恩典。
In order to bless us with his grace.
他怕我们信心不够有把握。
He wants to firm up, shore up our faith.
所以他就跟我们立约。
Therefore, he set a covenant with us.
只有约立起来的时候。
And when this covenant is established.
我们的信心就有把握。
Then our faithis established.
我们就知道神给我们的祝福是何等的确定，何等的有把握。
And we know how firm and established his promises are to us.
那弟兄姊妹，
Now brothers and sisters,
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
今天我们都活在神给我们立约的实际的里头。
Today we're able to live in the reality of the covenant of God.
这个约非常的奇妙。
And these covenants are wonderful.
我们感谢主，我们可以失败。
We thank the Lord, though we may fail.
我们可以软弱
perhaps we are weak.
但是感谢神，因着他跟我们立约，他从来不改变。
But we thank God because he has set a covenant with us, he changes not. want.
他要把他的祝福来给我们。
In fact, he will bless us with all his blessings.
今天早上我们先来一同温习关于挪亚的约。
This morning as we review the Noahic covenant.
那弟兄姊妹，这个约可以说是非常的简单。
Now this covenant itself is very simple.
那说到那个时候神要审判这个地。
That is, God was to judge this land.
地上充满了都市罪恶。
All the filthy earth was sin.
就好像这脏到一个地步实在没办法了。
It was to a point there was no return.
那个时候神就要把这个地毁灭了。
And at that time God was to destroy the earth.
要把这个地啊重新好像洗刷一遍一样。
And once again it is as he will wipe clean.And have a clean slate with the earth.
然后用洪水把这个地来冲刷。
And he will use the flood to wipe it clean, the earth.
所有在神面前那些罪恶都要被毁灭。
And all the continual sin will be cleansed.
弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
当然我们知道神保留了挪亚一家八口。
We know that God had preserved Noah and his family of eight.
然后当挪亚经过洪水的时候。
And after Noah went through the flood.
我们就知道挪亚看见的地是一个全新的地。
We know that the land, the earth which Noah saw was a new land.
是吧，弟兄姊妹？
Right, brothers and sisters?
那个地经过洪水把它冲刷以后。
And after the flood cleansed the earth.
所有地就洗干净了。
All the land has been cleansed.
那个一切在神面前的罪恶好像都除去了。
It seems as all the sin and wickedness has been wiped away.
那当然在新约的时候我们就看见了。
Of course, in the new covenant we see.
那主保证给我们一个新天新地。
That our Lord himself has guaranteed for us a new heaven and new earth.
我不知道弟兄姊妹看着今天的地上你的感觉是怎么样。
I wonder, brothers and sisters, when we see the land today, what we feel.
弟兄姊妹，如果你看今天所有的情形。
Brothers and sisters, when we look around us today.
我想不需要我来形容的。
I think I do not need to describe it for you.
这地上里头所充满的是何等的危险、何等的邪恶。
All that fills the earth is wickedness and danger.
我在这里不要描写太多，好像讲出来好像有点不好意思。
I don't need to describe it for you. It is even inappropriate to name them.
你知道现在我们加拿大小朋友上学的时候。
You know, for in Canada, the children, when they go to school.
你要选你的性别是什么。
You have to enter what gender you are.
以前我小的时候只有两个。
Before, when I was young, there's only two choices.
要么是男，要么是女。
Either you're male or female.
现在有五个。
Now there are five choices.
哎呀，你想五个怎么来呢？
Now, how did these five choices come about?
第一个是男。
First is male.
第另外一个是女。
And the second choice is female.
第三个是我觉得我是男。
The third choice is I feel that I am a male.
第四个是我感觉我是女。
The fourth choice is I feel I'm a female.
最后一个是我还没有决定。
And the fifth choice is undecided.
天哪，这是怎么回事啊？
We just cannot believe what this has come to.
弟兄姊妹，当所谓科学越来越进步。
Brothers and sisters, in the age of technology and science, how advanced we are.
那个所有人的头脑上越来越聪明了。
And when it seems man is more smart and brighter.
那个罪恶怎么充满了这个全地。
Yet more wickedness will fill the land.
那当人来到主耶稣面前问主耶稣说。
Of course, when people come before the Lord and ask.
他说主啊，人子的日子是怎么样呢？
Now Lord, how is the day of the Son of Man like?
那记载在马太福音24章。
And that is recorded for us in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 24.
那主耶稣跟他们怎么说？
And what did the Lord Jesus say unto them?
主说挪亚的日子如何，主人子的日子也是如何。
How the days of Noah were are like how the day of the Son of Man is.
那个时候人是怎么样呢？人要吃又喝又嫁又娶。
How are the days of Noah? Man ate and drank and be merry and they gave in marriage and married.
意思就是说人过了最近好像一般的生活。
It seems as man will live a very common, usual life.
但在这所谓一切的正常生活的背后。
But even behind, in fact, of these common ordinary lives.
弟兄姊妹里头充满了罪恶。
It is filled with sin.
弟兄姊妹，今天我看我们生活在这个地方。
Brothers and sisters, as we see the world around us today,
我们看到罪恶充满了这个地。
We can see how much wickedness fills the land.
我们真不知道怎么来解决它。
We don't know how to solve this issue.
你知道，当我读到马太二十四章的时候，有一句话很叫我心里头很有感觉。
As I read Matthew chapter 24, there is these words that really hit me.
就是当他们在这里过日子的时候，中文圣经说，不知不觉的时候，洪水就来了。
And that is the words in the scripture says that while they live, unknowingly, the flood came upon them.
不知不觉，就是没有什么感觉的。
That is, it took them by surprise that the flood came upon them.
他们好像，哎呀，还每天还有很多的计划。
It seems as they were so...unconscious to it that they still have so many plans for the day.
他还要做这个事做那个事、
that they will do this or do that.
还是犯这个罪犯那个罪。
They will continue to sin this way or sin that way.
那但是主的话说在不知不觉的时候洪水就来把他们冲去了。
But the word of the Lord tells us that the flood came upon them suddenly.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
当我们读到挪亚的约的时候。
When we read about the Noahic covenant.
当然我们知道这是神恩典的约。
We know that is a covenant of grace.
当然我们知道神在这里说他不再用洪水毁灭这个世界。
Because God said, no longer will he destroy the earth by flood.
但弟兄姊妹我们也知道不用洪水来毁灭就是说神不用洪水来审判。
We know when he says he will not destroy the earth by flood, he will not judge the earth.With a flood anymore.
但是神又用火来审判这个世界。
Yet God will judge with fire.
那我想这是彼得告诉我们的。
And I know Peter has told us that.
弟兄姊妹，我不知道将来火怎么出现。
Brothers and sisters, I do not know how the fire will come about.
你不要问我，我不知道。
You don't need to ask me. I do not know how the fire will come about.
就好像挪亚那天的时候，他们根本不晓得什么叫洪水。
Even for the days of Noah, they do not understand or comprehend what is a flood.
如果圣经没有理解错的话
If I understand the scriptures correctly
那个时候天从来不下雨
That there was no need for rain in those days
因为有雾水从地里上来就滋润了所有的万物
Because there is mist from the ground that willwater all the herbs and trees of the land.
如果有一天挪亚跟你说，哎，你要小心，有一天天会把很多水降下来，人家说你是神经病吗？
If Noah were to tell the people, oh, be careful, one day there will be rain and a lot of rain, others will call him crazy.
不可能的
That is not possible.
你看每天蓝蓝的天怎么可能有水下来呢
Every day they see blue skies. How can there be rain?
在不知不觉的时候
But suddenly
那个水就下来把他们冲走了
The water came, the flood washed them away.
我们不知道火从哪里来
I will not know how the fire will come about.
但是弟兄姊妹我们知道神的审判的日子一定要来到的
But brothers and sisters, we know that the day of judgment from God will come.
感谢主
We thank the Lord.
经过洪水之后
After the flood,
神就对这个新的地充满了应许
There is promises from God through the new land.
地就可以重新有新的土产要出来
There will be new produce from the land.
神说我不再用洪水毁灭这个地了
God said, I will no longer destroy the earth with a flood.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters,
我们知道今天神要做一个审判的工作
We know that today God is doing His judgment work.
这个日子叫做神的日子。
And this day is called the day of God.
神要来审判这个地。
God is to judge the earth.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Oh, my dear brothers and sisters.
我们今天在这里，我们知道神在宽容我们。
Today we know that God has patience, forbearance toward us.
那是彼得告诉我们的。
And Peter has told us that.
在彼得后书，彼得告诉我们说神是宽容。
God tells us through Peter and 2 Peter, he is patient with us.
神在等候
He is waiting.
他等候在等候
He is waiting and forever waiting.
等我们能够悔改
He is waiting for our repentance.
那今天我们在地上是怎么做呢
What do we do today on earth?
我们要切切地等候那个荣耀的日子来到
We must look earnestly for that day to come.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候
Our brothers and sisters, when I was young,
我最怕是听到前面弟兄讲解一样的道
I would dread other brothers will preach on this topic.
因为一讲到主再来，我就惧怕了。
Because when they share about the Lord's return, I fear.
我说，哎呀，我怎么能见主呢？
I would think to myself, how can I meet the Lord?
所以当前面弟兄在讲台一讲到主再来，我里头非常的惧怕。
So when the brothers share on the Lord's return, I have a lot of fear.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers and sisters,
现在我不惧怕了。
I no longer have such fear.
我心里头是何等的期望。
In my heart, there is much expectancy.
那主的日子快快的来到。
That may the day of the Lord come quickly.
我们可以看到我们那位可爱的主。
When we are able to see our lovely Lord.
弟兄姊妹不但看到可爱的主。
And brothers and sisters, not only to see our lovely Lord.
我们还看到很多我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
I will also see many of my beloved brothers and sisters.
你知道有的时候我想啊想啊我里头居然有点兴奋了。
Now you know, the more I give thought about this, the more I think about it, the more excited I am.
我不知道你的感觉怎么样。
I don't know how you would feel.
这 COVID 这三年。
In these 3 years of COVID.
我里头很惊讶。
I am amazed.
很多在我们身边神的仆人们就将离开了。
Now there are many brothers and sisters, dear saints, who left us.
有的你知道他名字的。
And some you know.
有的坐在你旁边的
And some are near us.
有的你不知道的
And some are unknown to us.
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
一个一个就到主哪里去了
One by one they go to the Lord.
好像过去跟我们这样亲密的
And those who are near
现在都不在了
They are no longer with us.
我不瞒你们说
Now I share with you frankly.
当我在我服侍的时候有困难的时候
As I serve and there's difficulty
我有两个前辈
There are two saints before me that I go to
我是可以在他面前没有困难的请教他们
I can come unreserved before them
一个是江守道老弟兄
One is our brother Stephen Kong
一个是王国贤老弟兄
And the other one is brother Wong
哎呀这两位弟兄太好了
These two dear brothers are wonderful
每次我电话打过去他都是什么话都弹开跟我说的
And each time when I would give them a call they would speak very openly to me
哎呀但现在找不到他们了
But now I cannot find them
我电话没有办法打过去了弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
我发觉我身边的前面弟兄越来越少了
I cannot reach them by phone anymore I discover the saints before me are few and fewer
我的脸有点红啊不好意思现在好像迷迷糊糊的现在自己也变成年长弟兄了
Pardon me my face might be a little red blushing I'm getting older
不，弟兄姊妹。
No, brothers and sisters.
主给我们的应许不是把我们年长弟兄永远带走了。
And the promise which God has given us is not He has not taken away the saints before us forever.
我们有一天还要看到这些神忠心的仆人们。
One day we shall see them again.
我们还看见他的面。
We shall see their faces.
我们要喜乐的跟他们交通。
And we will have.Joy and fellowship again.
Oh, 弟兄姊妹，里头有太多的故事了，不是吗？
There are many stories, brother.
我在这里不要一一的形容。
I cannot share them all.
但是弟兄姊妹。
But brothers and sisters,
今天我们要渴慕主的日子的来到。
When we long for the day of the Lord today.
其实挪亚的约给我们的应许。
This is the promise that comes along with the Noahic covenant.
我们看到天上的彩虹。
When we see the rainbow in the sky.
这是约的标记。
That is the sign of the covenant.
这个红不但告诉我们说神不用洪水来毁灭这个世界。
This sign not only tells us that God will no longer destroy the earth with a flood.
这个红告诉我们说神要实行他的审判。
But this sign of the rainbow tells us that God will execute his judgment.
因为红的出现是因为有神的审判。
The appearance of the rainbow is because there is judgment.
如果没有审判
without judgment,
那就没有彩虹。
There is no rainbow.
所以当我们看到彩虹的时候
So when we see a rainbow,
我们就要被提醒了。
We shall be reminded.
哦，不知道弟兄姊妹你喜欢看彩虹吗？
Brothers and sisters, do we delight to look at a rainbow?
我看到很多小朋友很喜欢看彩虹啊。
I see the little children, they delight when they see a rainbow.
看到彩虹的时候很高兴，他说，哎呀，爸爸妈妈，你看彩虹在天上
了。When they see a rainbow, they say, oh, dad and mom, I see a beautiful rainbow in the sky.
对，弟兄姊妹，彩虹是很漂亮的。
Yes, brothers and sisters, the rainbow is beautiful to look at.
因为这里告诉我们说神的慈爱。
Now, because there it speaks about the loving kindness of God.
说到神的怜悯。
It speaks of his mercy.
但是在这里我要提醒我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
But here, brothers and sisters, I must remind you.
也要说到神要审判这个地。
It also speaks of the fact there is the judgment on the land.
当我们读到启示录的时候。
When we read Revelation.
在启示录第四章告诉我们说。
In Revelation chapter 4, it tells us.
那里有一个宝座。
There is a throne there.
那个宝座有彩虹来环绕它。
And upon that throne, there is a rainbow that surrounds the throne.
那弟兄姊妹，今天在地上，我们实在没有看到一个彩虹是圆圈的。
Now, brothers and sisters, today we don't see a rainbow that is circular.
我们只看到一半的红，有没有？
We only see half the rainbow, right?
有的时候，如果天气不够太好的话，我们只看到四分之一。
Perhaps when the sky is not as clear, then we only see one fourth of the rainbow.
如果你看到半个，已经是很好了。
Even when we are able to see half the rainbow, that is a lot.
我自己从来没有看过一个完全圆圈的彩虹。
Now I myself have never seen a complete circular rainbow.
但是将来在天上，
But one day in heaven,
我们看到一个虹，它是完全的。
We will see a complete rainbow.
然后在这个虹当中有神的宝座。
And surrounding the throne is surrounded by this rainbow.
那说明什么？
What does that tell us?
神是守约是慈爱的神。
That it speaks of the fact that God is a God of covenant of grace and mercy and love.
你在想这是何等的安慰。
How comforting that is to us.
当我每次来到这个宝座的面前。
That each time when we come before this throne.
当然这个宝座充满了光辉。
Of course, this throne is glorious and radiant.
但是我们来到宝座之前，我们又看到一个虹把这个宝座围住了。
But in the presence of this throne, we see a rainbow round about.
我们就知道神啊，你守约的。
Then we understand, God, you're a God of covenant.
你所有答应我的都要实现
了。 All that you have promised us, you will fulfill.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
我现在还没有讲到新约。
I did not go into the new covenant yet.
但是你知道新约里头一切的祝福。
But you understand all the blessings in the new covenant.
所有旧约里头的影儿，
all the shadows and types in the old covenant.
都在这个虹里头给我们说明了。
It is spoken and signified to us in this roundabout rainbow.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
My dear brothers and sisters,
神是那位守约的神。
God is a God of covenant.
他是那位不改变的神。
He is a God who changes not.
你知道当尼希米带着百姓回去的时候，
You recall when Nehemiah led the people back.
他把百姓带回去重新建造城墙的时候，
When he led the people back and they rebuilt the city wall,
他跟百姓在这里宣告说，
And what did he proclaim to the people?
你是至大至能至可畏的神，但是你是哪位守约是慈爱的神。
He says of God, God, you are that great and mighty and terrible fearsome God, and you're a God who keeps covenant.
弟兄姊妹，
And brothers and sisters,
一年过去了，
One year has passed.
新的一年摆在我们的面前。
A year is before us.
前面一年你等什么？
What are we waiting for in the new year?
你等什么？
What are we waiting for?
你知道每个人都有他很多的计划，有没有？
You know, all of us have many plans, right?
有年轻人等着毕业。
The young people, they might be waiting to be graduating.
哎呀，对不起，年纪大的弟兄姊妹等着抱孙子是吧？
Now perhaps the older saints are waiting for a grandchild.
但是前面的日子，我们是不是等着主的回来？
But in the days to come, are we longing for the Lord's return?
这是挪亚的约告诉我们的。
And this is what's spoken of by the Noahic covenant.
挪亚的约告诉我们说，神的审判的日子必定要来到的。
The covenant with Noah speaks of the fact that the judgment of God will come.
我们要等候，要催促神的日子快快的来。
Not only do we have to wait for the day of the Lord, we must also hasten that his day come quickly.
这个日子充满了喜乐。
And this day will be a day filled with joy.
不是充满了惧怕。
Not a fear.
昨天我已经说了。
And yesterday I already shared.
将来我们来到主面神面前，我们披戴着基督。
On that day when we come before the Lord, we have put on Christ.
我们藏在他的里头。
And we're hidden in Him.
当我们藏在他里面的时候。
And when we're hidden with Christ.
我们就不再惧怕。
No longer is there fear.
我们知道神的恩典是将真实的来在我们生命的当中。
And we know how true and tangible that grace of God is upon us.
那接下去我们说到亚伯拉罕的约。
Now we'll continue on with the Abrahamic covenant.
那弟兄姊妹，说到亚伯拉罕，我想里头所以交通的内容是非常非常的多。
Now brothers and sisters, I believe when we share about Abraham, there's much, much content to share on.
今天早上我不能够一个一个细细的来跟弟兄姊妹们来说明。
But this morning, we don't have the time to go into each one in much detail.
但是我想亚伯拉罕跟神之间那个约总是给我们有很多的帮助，有很多的教导。
But this covenant between God and Abraham can be of much help to us.
刚才我们读到创世纪十七章。
We have read from Genesis chapter 17 earlier.
那里告诉我们说是神向亚伯拉罕立约。
And there it tells us that God set a covenant with Abraham.
但在神跟亚伯拉罕立约之前。
And before God established this covenant with Abraham.
我们就知道一个事实。
We know of this fact.
神荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
That the God of glory appeared unto Abraham.
那亚伯拉罕就离开他本地本族父家到神要指是他去的地方去了。
And after God appeared unto Abraham, he left his country, his tribe and his kindred to a place that God has called him to.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
当我们读创世纪的时候，
when we read Genesis,
创世纪当然有很多方方面面我们可以留意的。
Of course, there are many areas we take note of in the book of Genesis.
这五十章圣经里头所包含的真理非常的丰富。
And these 50 chapters of Genesis is filled with so much truth.
但是创世纪里头有一个很重要的一个的原则在里头。
There's a very important principle that goes through the book of Genesis.
那就是分开。
And that is a separation.
弟兄姊妹，你好好读创世纪。
Now, brothers and sisters, when we read well the book of Genesis, we see.
你就看到神在这里把很多东西都分开。
We see clearly this principle of separation. God separates many things.
从神创造开始，他就开始做分开的工作。
Even in the creation work of God, he has done the work of separation.
节跟节个要聚在一起。
And this is separated and gathered together.
然后另外一个要聚在另外一处。
And separated and gathered in another area.
神在荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现。
The God of glory appeared unto Abraham.
那就叫亚伯拉罕能够分开。
So that Abraham can be separated.
那个时候在加勒底的乌尔，亚伯拉罕大概生活得很好的。
Now I believe Abraham would have good life in the Ur of the Chaldees.
但是神不满意。
But God is not satisfied.
神要把亚伯拉罕从他们当中被分开出来。
God is to call Abraham out and separate him from them.
弟兄姊妹，自从荣耀的神向亚伯拉罕显现之后，
brothers and sisters, ever since the God of glory appeared unto Abraham,
亚伯拉罕就跟地上分开了。
Abraham is separated from this land.
跟这个地所有的活动不一样了。
His activity is unlike any of the land.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们基督徒的生活吗？
Brothers and sisters, ought this not to be the life of us Christians?
当我们看到主的时候，
when we see the Lord,
我们就发觉我们很自然的就过一个分开的生活。
We discover that naturally we live a life of separation.
不好意思，我三年前跟你们说过我自己的一点见证。
I have shared some of my testimony with you 3 years ago.
那我想弟兄姊妹可能都忘记了。
Now perhaps brothers and sisters may have already forgotten.
忘记是好的。
It's good that you have forgotten.
那我可以再讲一次。
So I can share it again.
弟兄姊妹，
brothers and sisters,
我年轻的时候我是一个绝对不乖的孩子。
When I was young,I was not a good boy at all.
主日学的老师看见我就头痛了。
When the Sunday school teacher sees me, they will have a headache.
我在学校里头，老师看见我也是没办法。
It is the same with my teachers at school. They have no way with me.
我有一帮跟我一起干坏事的同学。
I have a group of peers. fellow workers that do bad things.
我们从来没有做什么好事情。
Now we have done nothing good at all.
我们到超市去偷东西。
Now we would go and steal from the supermarket.
我们上课的时候，我们在后面赌钱。
And then when we're in class, we're gambling in the back of the room.
我们去打架。
And then we go fight.
哪有看不顺眼就去打他。
And if I don't like the way you look, we will go and beat you up.
啊、你现在看我样子不像哈。
Now perhaps you look at me now, and you may not tell of my past.
但是我年轻的时候就是这样一个孩子。
But that's how I was when I was young.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有一天
，one day，
我看到主了。
I saw the Lord.
我看到主的自己，他的荣耀，他的可爱。
I saw the Lord's glory and His loveliness.
从那天开始
and from that day on,
很自然的我就分开了
they're very natural, there is a separation.
你知道那个时候我一出口就是脏话
and you know, in those days, when I spoke, it was all cursing.
你不说脏话不行的因为我周围的同学都讲脏话
it's very natural to do so. Everyone around me spoke that way.
我都一开口就是那些粗话脏话
and once I open my mouth, only cursing and foul language comes out.
但是奇怪的是
But what is wonderful
自从我看到主之后
After I saw the Lord
我感觉不同了
It is a different feeling
我以前不喜欢祷告现在我喜欢祷告
I did not like to pray before But now I like to pray
我不要跟这些同学们一起玩了
I don't want to hang out with my buddies anymore
那些同学很奇怪啊这固定强国变得怎么样子呢
And they find it strange Why is Timothy like this now
你知道这个小修的时候他们还在赌钱
You know, when we were still in school, they were still gambling.
那我就不参加他们了。
And I don't join them anymore.
我还记得很清楚，我躲在那个楼梯的角落底下，我在那边祷告。
I still recall very vividly, I was hiding myself in the back stairwell praying.
他们找不到我。
They cannot find me.
但我喜欢在这里过这个的生活。
But I want to spend my time that way now.
弟兄姊妹，这是我一点小小的见证。
Brothers and sisters, this is a very small testimony of mine.
但是我告诉弟兄姊妹。
But let me tell you, brothers and sisters.
你看到神
As long as you see God
你看到主自己
And you see the Lord himself
你就要分开
You will have naturally a separation
当然不是说一下子就分得很干净
Of course it's not clear cut immediately right away
但是你是一步一步的越来越分开
But gradually more and more you will be more and more separated
亚伯拉罕不是一下子就完全了
Now Abraham was not made perfect immediately
神一点一点在他生命当中把他做一些除去的工作
Step by step, little by little, God will do this work of separation upon Abraham.
亚伯拉罕离开加利底的乌尔
Abraham separated and left Ur of the Chaldees.
亚伯拉罕舍不得他的侄儿罗德
Oh, but he still hung on to his nephew Lot.
因为对亚伯拉罕来说，这个罗德就好像他儿子一样
Because to Abraham, Lot is just like his son.
因为圣经没有说亚伯拉罕那个时候有儿子
Because the scriptures did not tell us that Abraham had a son at that time.
他只有这个侄儿
Only this nephew.
哦，弟兄姊妹
Oh, brothers and sisters.
到你年纪差不多的时候，你就发觉你。对这个年轻人啊，真的很有感情的。
When we get older and older, we feel we're more drawn to the young people.
他如果对你很好的话
，if the young person is very good to you，
又乖的话
，and they are very good to you and obedient，
你其实很多东西都愿意给他。
You're very willing to share everything with them.
我想在座的有的年纪的老的弟兄姊妹都同意我这样说的。
I think for the older saints in our midst, you might agree to what I'm saying.
对亚伯拉罕来说
，As for Abraham，
他所有最好的东西他都愿意给罗德。
He was so willing to give all of his best to Lot.
只要罗德跟他在一起就好了。
As long as Lot was willing to go with him.
但是神说不。
But God says no.
神要跟罗德跟他分开。
God wants Abraham to be separated from Lot.
因为罗德如果一直念就亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕得不到更大的祝福的。
Because if Lot continued to cling on to Abraham, Abraham cannot be even more greatly blessed.
那所有细节我就不需要再说了。弟兄姊妹，你都读圣经的。
I won't go into all the details, brothers and sisters, because I know you read your Bible.
神把罗德拿走了。
God has removed Lot from Abraham.
罗德不客气啊。
And Lot was not being frank at all.
他把所有眼睛看到最美好的他都拿去了。
He was not being coy and he took all the best that he saw.
那亚伯拉罕不但丢了财产也丢了他心爱的侄儿。
Not only did Abraham willing to give up all his possessions, even his beloved nephew.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天可能我们在主面前我们发觉我们失去这个失去那个
Today perhaps we'll discover Oh I'm losing out on this And I'm losing out on that
弟兄姊妹但在这里一切失去的里头
Oh brothers and sisters All that we think we may have lost
你发觉就要分开
Now we discover it is a work of separation
我年轻的时候在做生意。
Now, when I was young, I was in business.
我有很多做生意的朋友。
I have many business friends.
他们生意做得很好。
They do well in business.
他常跟我说呀，郭定强，你要这样做，那样做。
And they oftentimes would comment to me, Oh, Timothy, you have to do this, do that to succeed.
他们的建议不错的。
Yes, they have good suggestions.
这从地上那些所来说真的好像能够做好一点
From an earthly perspective The way they do their business You can make more money
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters
很奇妙的
What is wonderful
神伸出他的手来
God will extend forth his hand
每一个在我身边做生意的那些不信主的朋友一个一个的拿走了
He has removed my friends Unbelieving friends who are in business And he removed them from me
我丢了一个
One by one That we remove, separated from me.
现在我不再谈话，不再见面。
And no longer we see each other or even speak.
好像我赚钱的机会少了。
It seems like now I'm losing more opportunities to make money.
我钱赚的不像以前那么多了。
I did not seem to make as much money as I did before.
你知道，我有些那些朋友跟我说，他说郭定强，你真亏啊！如果你跟着我一起做，现在已经是上市公司的老板了。
Oh, and many would comment to me, Oh, Timothy, you miss out big time because if you were associates with them, you would have been a CEO of a public traded company now.
弟兄姊妹
and brothers and sisters,
分开
separation.
神把他最心爱的罗德拿走了
God has removed Abraham's beloved Lot.
罗德走的时候把约旦河那个平原里头最好的土地都拿走了
And along with Lot, he took all the beautiful land, the plains of the river Jordan.
神说你要分开
But God says, you must be separated.
但弟兄姊妹亚伯拉罕丢了罗德他又想自己想办法
Brothers and sisters, yet Abraham lost Lot, but he's scheming for himself now.
我们很知道他的故事对吗
And we know of his story, right?
他娶了夏甲
He took Hagar as wife
然后生了以实玛利
And he begot Ishmael
以实玛利出来他当然很高兴
And when he begot Ishmael he was so joyful
但神说不
God says no
还是要分开
It is still a separation
神把以撒带下来
And God gave then Isaac
以撒跟以实玛利要分开
And there is also separation from Isaac and Ishmael
哎呀我不要一一的细细的说了
I cannot go into each one in detail
当你从亚伯拉罕的故事一直读下去你就看到创世纪里头也充满了分开
When we see then from throughout Genesis all these work and principles of separation again and again
其实神做工的法则
And this is the principle in which God works
神要我们能够跟人有分别
God wants to separate us consecrate us from this world
当亚伯拉罕99岁那一年
And on the year when Abraham was 99 years old
那个时候以实玛利已经13岁了
At that time Ishmael was already 13
他所有的希望都放在这儿子的身上
And all of Abraham's hope was put upon Ishmael
神就向亚伯拉罕显现
And God appeared unto Abraham
他跟亚伯拉罕怎么说呢
What did God say to Abraham
他说我是全能的神
God says to Abraham I am the Almighty God
其实中文的翻译其实原来不单是全能的神
Now that is in the translation but the original text does not only mean he is the Almighty God
我不懂希伯来文
I do not know Hebrew
人我都是看参考资料来的我不需要承认
I have to acknowledge that this comes from reference books
神对亚伯拉罕启示他的名字
When God appeared to Abraham and revealed his name unto Abraham
我的名字叫做 El Shaddai
I am El Shaddai
L 就是神
，L means God。
那所以弟兄姊妹，如果你读圣经，每次读到 EL 就是神。
When we read the scriptures and we read the name that is connected with ELL, that means God。
然后撒旦就是全部都丰丰满满，什么都有的一位神。
Shaddai means he is the Almighty God, the all-sufficient God, the one who is all in all.
在他里头什么都有了。
And in him is all things.
弟兄姊妹
，brothers and sisters，
人的脑子里头不足够拿白这个全有全知的神能够把它形容到完全。
A man in our finite comprehension cannot fully understand what it means to be El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one.
但是亚伯拉罕听到神这个名字
But when Abraham heard this name of God
他说过去你有很多你自己的想法
It means that before you have so many of your plans and thoughts
但神告诉你说我就是那个全有全知全奉的神
But God tells Abraham I am that all-sufficient God
你只要得到我你什么都有了
And if you have me you have all things
然后神对亚伯拉罕怎么说呢
And what did Abraham say to God?
你要在我面前做完全人。
And God says to Abram, walk before me and be thou perfect.
弟兄姊妹，我年轻的时候读经，我不懂的。
Brothers and sisters, when I was young and I read this, I don't understand.
你怎么可能做完全人呢
？How can we be perfect?
我们读亚伯拉罕的生平，我们发觉他不够完全。
When we read the life of Abraham, we see he is not perfect.
他有很多的不足够的地方。
There are many.Areas he comes short.
怎么可以做完全的人
How can he be perfect?
但是弟兄姊妹
But brothers and sisters,
我的领会是
This is my understanding.
什么叫完全人
What does it mean to be perfect?
完全人的意思就是说他把所有的依靠都放在神的身上
To be perfect means he will anchor all of his trust and faith into God alone.
完全的意思就是说不是他自己能够完完全全
Perfect does not mean now Abraham is complete and perfect himself.
完全的意思就是说你在我面前你做一个完全投靠我的人
Perfect means before me you completely in perfection anchor all your faith and trust in me
那弟兄姊妹
now brothers and sisters
这是神对亚伯拉罕的呼召
this is the calling of God to Abraham
我告诉弟兄姊妹说你怎么在神面前做完全人呢
let me say brothers and sisters how can we be perfect before God
弟兄姊妹你如果你要无罪的完全我大胆地说不可能
brothers and sisters if we think we'll be sinless perfection that is impossible
我们今天在这个罪恶的环境里头我们不可能做无罪的完全。
Today in the society we live in, surrounded with wickedness, we cannot have that sinless perfection.
当然，我们因着信能够过成圣的生活。
Of course, by faith we can live a sanctified life.
但是很多时候我们偶尔又被过犯所胜。
And at times we may be overcome by our sin.
那我们的爱也不可能完全。
And our love itself cannot be perfect.
因为我们人是这样的有限。
Because we're so limited.
我们的爱有的时候受很多很多的限制
Sometimes our love is under much constraint
那所以我们的爱也不完全
And even our love is not perfect
我们这个人充满了各样的不完全
And we are filled with imperfection
但是有一个我们可以做的
But there's one thing that we can do
我们就能够把自己能够来投靠神
And we're able to thrust ourselves fully unto God
我们说神啊你既然是全有全知全奉的神
And we say God you are all sufficient God El Shaddai
我就把自己完全来投靠你
and I completely anchor my faith fully into thee
我相信你
and I believe in thee
你来帮助我
and may you help me
你来扶持我
and you help me
你知道当亚伯拉罕99岁那一年
and on that year when Abraham was 99 years old
他对自己已经判定是死了的人了
and he considered himself dead
他说他不可能再生儿子了
to him he cannot have a childanymore.
他没有任何的能力。
He did not have this power, this ability.
神就对亚伯拉罕说
And God said to Abraham,
到我这里来。
Come unto me.
你相信我。
You believe me.
我就把儿子给你。
And I will give you a son.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
那个时候就神就跟亚伯拉罕立约了。
And at that time, then Abraham established, God established the covenant with Abraham.
那个约是什么呢
And what is this covenant?
哪里告诉我们说他要做多国之父
It says that you will be a father of many nations.
神在说要答应他给他一个非常多的后裔。
God's promise is that he will bless him with many descendants. descendants.
我们来到新约的时候，我们就清楚了。
When we come to the new covenant, we understand.
那个不是说到很多很多的后裔。
This is not speaking of many, many children.
神要给他那个后裔。
But it is speaking of that singular seed.
那个后裔叫万国能够得福。
And this seed will be a blessing to all nations.
那弟兄姊妹。
Now, brothers and sisters.
我不是明白了吗？
Now we understand.
什么是那后裔？
Who is that seed?
那当然是神的儿子。
Of course, that seed is the Son of God.
亚伯拉罕好像在神面前，他失去了很多东西。
It seems now Abraham has lost much.
他失去他侄儿罗德。
He lost his nephew Lot.
他失去了地上很多的丰富。
He lost much abundance in the land.
但神对他说。
But God said to him.
你现在要叫做亚伯拉罕。
Now you will be called Abraham.
我要一个大的国从你身上出来。
And a great nation will come out of thee.
你要成为万人的祝福。
And you will be a blessing to all nations.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
现在来到一个好像很简单也是可以思想的问题。
Now it is very simple, but one that we have to give much thought to.
什么叫祝福？
What is blessing?
弟兄姊妹，当我们读到创世纪里头，我们发觉这本书充满了祝福。
Now when we read the book of Genesis, brothers and sisters, we discover it's filled with blessings.
我不知道你能同意不同意。
I don't know if you will agree to that.
怎么每一个人都要求祝福呢？
Everyone is asking for a blessing.
都要祝福，我来祝福你，我来祝福你。
They're asking for blessing. Bless me with this. Bless me with that.
我问弟兄姊妹。
Let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
什么是祝福呢？
What is blessing?
我们读出的话，我们就知道。
When we read the word of God, we know.
最大的祝福。
The greatest blessing.
不是地上的所有其他的东西。
It is not any of the things of this world.
最大的祝福乃是基督的自己。
The greatest blessing is Christ himself.
对吗，弟兄姊妹。
Right, brothers and sisters?
其实所有祝福的总结就是神的儿子。
All the conclusion, the sum of all things is the Son of God.
如果你把创世纪你好好去读它。
If we read well the book of Genesis.
其实那个真正最好的祝福。
That true and best blessing.
不是外头的东西。
It is not anything without.
那是什么？
What is that?
那就是神的儿子成为我们的享用。
That blessing is the Son of God now is ours.
我们能够得到神的儿子那是最大的祝福。
That fact that we're able to gain the Son of God is our greatest blessing.
那弟兄姊妹，其实神的儿子一面来说是客观的真实的道理。
Brothers and sisters, the Son of God on the one hand is objective,truth.
但是什么时候神的儿子能够真实成为我们的经历呢？
But whenever he becomes our subjective experience.
那就是我们信心的生活。
Then that is our life of faith.
我们要讲弟兄姊妹能够把这个关系连起来吗？
Now brothers and sisters, are we able to connect this thought?
这位信心之父。
This father of faith.
他信心之父，他一面告诉我们，因着信我们得到什么的恩典。
Now by faith, this father of faith tells us by faith we're able to obtain all these blessings.
他其实要告诉我们说，你因着信心，你就能够得着这个真正的祝福。
But in fact, he is saying by faith we're able to obtain this true blessing.
哪个真正的祝福，就得着神的儿子。
And this substantial blessing is the Son of God himself.
弟兄姊妹，这不是我们的经历吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this not our own experience?
你什么时候对主有真正的信心？
When we have true faith toward the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，你发觉很惊讶的。
We will be amazed.
我不但把事情解决了。
Not only is the situation solved.
不但把难处挪开了。
Not only is the hardship removed.
原来我们得着神的儿子。
But in fact, through that, we gain the Son of God.
神儿子的真实就在我们里面发生了。
The reality, the truth of the Son of God now is in me.
哦，弟兄姊妹，这不是我们每个人的经历。
Brothers and sisters, is this not all of our experiences?
很多时候，神把各样的难处量给我们。
Many a times, God has measured unto us a hardship.
我当然，我们在难处里头很不容易经过。
Of course, it is not very easy for us to go through.
但是主叫我们的眼睛再来看他。
But God shifts our eyes to turn upon Him again. again.
我们的神告诉我们说，我是哪位全有全父的神，我是 El Shaddai.
And God tells us in those circumstances, I'm El Shaddai, the all-sufficient God.
你就来住在我面前做完全人。
Come unto me and be perfect.
然后你就来完全来依靠我。
Perfectly, completely trust in me alone.
然后我就把祝福给你。
Then you shall be blessed.
那个祝福是什么？
And what is that blessing?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
得着神的儿子。
We then gain the Son of God.
神的儿子的真实就显明在我们生命的当中。
The substance, the truth of the Son of God then is manifested in us.
哦，弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
好像失去了。
It seems that we have lost something.
好像我舍弃了。
Oh, I have forsaken something.
但是感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我得着什么？
What have we gained instead?
我得着了祝福。
I have gained the true blessing.
我得着神的儿子。
And I've now gained the Son of God.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
因着这个缘故
because of this,
你知道亚伯拉罕在地上就过了一个非常特别的生活。
Abraham have sojourned a very special life.
做了个什么的生活？
What life is that?
你用两个事情就可以总结亚伯拉罕的生活。
We can use two things to summarize the life of Abraham.
一个叫做祭坛。
One is the altar.
第二个是帐篷。
And the other is the tent.
我想这两个就是信心生活最具体的说明。
I think these two items are the very concrete, substantial sign of a life of faith.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
如果你真的在神面前过信心的生活
If we have a true life of faith before God.
弟兄姊妹这两个的生活是将真实的摆在我们生命当中。
Then these two items are clearly placed before us.
我们有祭坛。
We have the altar.
我们有帐篷。
And we have the tent.
一面说我们把所有最爱的我们献在主的面前。
On the one hand, the altar speaks of the fact that we're willing to lay all that we love our all on the altar.
另外一面我们在神面前过寄居客旅的生活。
On the other hand, we're willing to live a sojourner's life, a life in tents.
是吗
Is that right?
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
每一个有经历的人都会告诉我们说
Each one of us who have such experience will tell you
我们跟随主
As we follow the Lord
我们总要有东西为主摆上的
We will always have things we have to place on the altar for him
我常开玩笑这样说我不只说过一次了
Now I jokingly say this and I mentioned it before
你不要的东西神也不要
If things that you don't want don't put on the altar God does not want them either
你一点感觉没有什么价值的东西、哎、无所谓神也没有兴趣
Things of no value to you God is not interested in
但是当你最宝贵的东西
But what you treasure most
神说来来给我
God will ask you for it Hand it to me
是吗
Right
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
当你真的将来经历的时候你才知道我们的神是 El Shaddai 的神
When we go through such experience we know he is El Shaddai
当你真的把这个给出去的时候弟兄姊妹你才知道那是何等的真实
When we are willing to hand it over we know how real it is
哦，弟兄姊妹我们每个人生命当中都有以撒有没有
Brothers and sisters in all our hearts we have an Isaac
哎呀我读到创世纪二十二章我读的时候每一次读我心里头都是难过就是喜乐
Each time when I read Genesis chapter 22 I'm filled with both sadness and joy
神对亚伯拉罕说
God says to Abraham
太好了他说把你爱的以撒献给我
God says to Abraham Offer me Isaac the one whom you love
意思是什么
What does that mean
如果你不爱以撒
If you do not love Isaac,
如果那个时候以斯玛利还在的时候
God would not ask for him if Ishmael was still there.
可能亚伯拉罕跟神说，神啊，我把以斯玛利给你好不好？
Now perhaps Abraham would offer a bargain with God. Oh, why don't I give you Ishmael?
你看他多壮，他又强壮又漂亮。
Oh, look at how beautiful and strong Ishmael is.
我把以实玛利给你好不好
Why don't I offer Ishmael to you?
神不要以实玛利
God is not after Ishmael.
神要以撒
God is asking for Isaac.
圣经里头特别加了一个的形容词是你所爱的那个以撒
And the scriptures very much describe Isaac. Give me Isaac, the one whom you love.
亚伯拉罕清早起来
And Abraham got up early in the morning
带着以撒就去献祭
And he went with Isaac to worship
弟兄姊妹这个故事不需要我来形容
Brothers and sisters, I do not need to go over the story
但是我说为什么要三天呢
But I say why it must be 3 days journey
要走三天好难过啊
It is a difficult 3 days journey
如果马上一刀把它解决了，那还行。
If immediately I offer Isaac, that might work.
但闭起眼睛，不顾一切，一刀下去，完事了。
I just close my eyes and just do it, and it's over.
三天。
3 days.
我想这个老人牵着以撒的手走在路上。
I think as this elderly man had Isaac in his hand on the way.
100个舍不得，对吧
？There's so much unwillingness.
怎么可能
How can it be?
怎么可以
How can I?
牵着以撒一步一步走
Step by step as Isaac was in his hand
而且以撒又懂事
Isaac understood
又明白很多事情
He knew much
他背着柴来爬山
Isaac had the wood on him to go on the journey
你知道亚伯拉罕扛不动了
Now Abraham was too old to carry the wood
他还问了一个非常有趣的问题
And there's a very interesting question
他说老爸什么都有了
He said, hey dad, everything we have for the sacrifice
柴有了
We have the wood
我什么都有了
We have all we need for the offering
那个羊在哪里呢
Where is the lamb?
哎呀，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters，
今天神要的是什么
？What is God after today？
你有什么放在祭坛上
？What do we have to lay on the altar？
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
你很多事情，神所要的是要我们真的把所有你最爱的来献给他。
We have so much, but God asking for us that is most beloved to us to offer to Him。
那个故事太美而美丽了。
It is such a beautiful story.
一个老人超过100岁。
This elderly man over 100 years old.
这是一个年轻的壮的孩子。
This young lad who is strong and young.
他能够背着柴爬山的。
And he's able to carry the wood on this journey.
他甘心把手伸出来。
And he was willing to lay, extend forth his hand.
让他老父亲把他绑住。
And for his elderly father to bind him.
当他绑的时候，难道他不知道他父亲做什么吗？
When he was being bound, does he not know what his father is to do?
把他放在祭坛上。
And laid him on the altar.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你知道这一个什么图画？
What is this picture?
圣经告诉我们说
Bible tells us
神亚伯拉罕相信神是那位叫死人复活的神
The scriptures tell us Abraham believed God He is able to raise the dead
他知道他把以撒献了
He knows if he offered up Isaac
神的大能会叫以撒再一次活过来
The great might of God will be able to make alive Isaac
弟兄姊妹你有这个信心吗
Brothers and sisters, do we have such faith?
你神跟你说我要这个的时候
When God is asking you for this and that
你把这个献给神了
And you offer it to God
你说神我献给你了
God, I offer it unto you
但弟兄姊妹你知道当你给出去的时候
sisters,
神要加倍的把它还给你
You realize once you let goGod will repay you manifold.
你有没有这个信心
Do we have such faith?
你有没有对神说神你是 El Shaddai 的神
Do we understand that he is El Shaddai?
你是全有全住的神
You are the all-sufficient one.
我在你面前做完全的人
May I be perfect before thee?
我完全信你
And I completely trust in thee.
他把最心爱的以撒放在祭坛上
And he offered up his beloved Isaac.
他要动刀下来
As he raised his hand,
弟兄姊妹，这故事我们就知道了。
Do we know the story?
哪里叫做耶和华以勒
？And on the mount, it is called Jehovah Jireh.
耶和华的山上总有预备。
And on the mount of God, He shall provide.
我弟兄姊妹
，Oh my dear brothers and sisters，
如果你没有过一个交托信心的生活
，If we have not lived a life of an altar to offer unto God。
你就不懂得什么叫做 耶和华以勒。
We would not come to experience what it means, Jehovah Jireh.
你在我读创世记二十二章的时候，有一个小节我不明白。
You know, as I read Genesis chapter 22, there is this small passage I do not quite understand.
那今天不用读了，你们回家去看吧。
We won't go through it today. You can read it at home.
当这个事情经过之后
，After this was over.
我就读到亚伯拉罕就回到他仆人哪里去。
Then I see that Abraham returned to his servant.
他说我们走了。
It's time to go.
事情做完了。
Well, it's done.
那我读的时候奇怪，那以撒呢
？And then I thought to myself, well, what about Isaac?
亚伯拉罕到仆人哪里去？哎，仆人，咱们回家了。
And he went to the servant and says, it's time to go home.
我事情办完了。
And I have done what I needed to do.
那我应该怎么样？哎呀，感谢主啊！经过那么大的艰难，把以撒紧紧的抱着一起下山，有没有
？Now I have done all that I needed to do. Now I am in joy and in glory. I can take Isaac down the mount.
然后把以撒带走，然后跟仆人说：“哎，我们一家整整齐齐的回去了。
”And then he can go as a complete family now back home.
没有。
No, I did not say that.
会不会这样，弟兄姊妹
？Now would this be the case, brothers and sisters?
对亚伯拉罕来说
，And to Abraham,
虽然以撒没有死
，Even though Isaac was not killed,
亚伯拉罕说：“以撒，你留在山上
，Isaac, you remain on the mount.
你不再属于我的了
，You are no longer mine.
你是神的
，You belong to God。
你这个命是神保留下来的
，God preserved your life。
你我没有动刀杀你，因为神要保留你。
I did not slay you because God kept you。
所以你不用跟我回来了。
So you don't need to return with me。
你留在山上
，You remain on the mount。
你是属于神的
，You belong to God。
哦，弟兄姊妹
，Brothers and sisters。
我不知道我这样解经，你能同意不同意
？I don't know if you can agree to my interpretation。
但是说实在的话
，But in fact，
我们就知道
，We know then。
当我们真的把东西献上的时候
，When we do offer truly unto God，
我们就跟神说
，We say unto God，
神啊，这是你的了
，God， this is now yours，
你来用它
，You use him，
不再是我的了
，He is no longer mine，
不再属于我的
，He is no longer mine，
这才是真正的祭坛
，That is the true altar。
弟兄姊妹，我们感谢主。有的时候，我把东西献上了，主好像要还给我们。
Brothers and sisters, it seems as when we offer unto the Lord, He will repay us.
我们很高兴，哎呀，主谢谢你，我又拿回来了。
Oh, we're so joyful. God returned to us, and now I have it again.
那不是信心。
That is not faith.
那不是亚伯拉罕。
That is not Abraham.
亚伯拉罕的意思说，神，我给你就是你的了。
Abraham says, God, I give it unto you. It is yours now.
你来处置它。
And you.Use it as you will.
你只是完全属于你的。
He completely belongs unto you.
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
My dear brothers and sisters.
一个被分开的人。
One who is completely separated.
一个真的看见神荣耀的人。
One who has truly seen God's glory.
他就知道一个事实。
He knows this fact.
把最好的给主，没有什么是不值得的。
He would give the very best unto God and nothing he will withhold.
他配得这一切
，because he is worthy of it，
他应该得着的
，and he deserved my all，
这是祭坛
，and that is the altar。
那当然，我们知道亚伯拉罕过了帐篷的生活。
Of course, we know that Abraham also lived a life of tents。
我们读到希伯来书十一章里头说的非常的清楚。
When we read Hebrews chapter 11, it is very clear。
他仰望一座城
，he was looking for city，
是神亲自所经营、所建造的。
That God is the architect and builder。
他一直看见，他里头就喜乐。
And when Abraham saw it, he rejoiced。
他甘心情愿的在过寄居客旅的生活。
That Abraham willingly lived a life of a pilgrim, a sojourner。
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，My dear brothers and sisters，
今天我们等候什么
？Today, what are we longing for?
你还知道有没有被提醒你在地上不过是寄居是客旅？
Are we not reminded while we live we are but pilgrims and sojourners?
我们在地上一下子就过去了。
Our life will be very quickly spent.
我们的荣耀我们的家在天上。
Our glory, our home is in the heavens.
你是一座荣耀的有根基的城。
It is a city with foundations.
神被称为我们的神并不以为耻。
And he is to be called our God, and he is not ashamed to be called our God.
亚伯拉罕有这个信心。
And this is the faith of Abraham.
他不要买房子了。
He is not buying a house.
他不要住在一个城里头。
He does not want to live in a city.
因为他随时都可以走。
He is ready to go at any time.
他随时把那个帐篷一卷起来，他就上路了。
At any moment, he rolled up the tent and he is on his way.
他到哪里去都可以。
He can go anywhere.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters,
今天我们在地上过生活
Today when we live
我不是说我们都需要有很多生活我们需要有的
Not that we don't have anything We need certain things
当然你可以买房子
Of course you can buy a house
你可以有很多的装备
And you have much equipment
你有很多的丰富都可以
You have much abundance That is all well
但是我们要像亚伯拉罕一样
But as Abraham
你要做一个的事实
There is this reality we must live in
我要等候那一天
We are waiting for that day
我今天是在帐篷里头过日子
living a tent life
我要等一天那个城降临的时候
I'm longing for that city when it shall come
我就进到城里头去
And I shall enter that city
这个美丽的城
This beautiful city
是我永远的家
It is my eternal home
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
其实信心之父
This, He is the father of faith
他是凭着信心在神面前做完全人的表现
And by faith he lived a life as one who is perfect
那这个约神跟亚伯拉罕立约有做了什么呢
What is the sign of this covenant God made with Abraham
我们都知道
We understand
挪亚的约有彩虹
The Noahic covenant is a sign of the rainbow
那亚伯拉罕的约是什么
What is the sign of the covenant with Abraham?
割礼
Circumcision
对吗
Right?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
到今天犹太人还行割礼的
Even until today the Jews are circumcised
如果正宗的所谓 Orthodox Jew 这是正纯正的犹太人他第八天还行割礼
An Orthodox Jew will be circumcised on the eighth day.
那里头有太多东西可以说了，对吗？
There are so much things we can learn about that.
但是弟兄姊妹，割礼告诉我们什么呢？
But brothers and sisters, what does this matter of circumcision speak unto us?
割礼告诉我们说，就是有一个分别的记号。
Now, circumcision is a sign of separation.
这里告诉我们有一帮人，他被分别出来的。
Here it tells us there's a group of people that have been separated out.
全世界的人都没有割礼。
And none other in this world are circumcised.
可以说全世界人身上都没有这个刀疤。
In other words, none has this scar or the sign of the covenant.
但是这里有一半人被分开的。
But there's a group of people that are separated.
这半人分开的身上带着一个记号。
And upon this group who have been separated, they have this sign.
那叫做割礼。
And that is a sign of circumcision.
也是神跟亚伯拉罕立约的记号。
And this is the sign of the covenant which God has set with Abraham.
其实神告诉亚伯拉罕说你要成为这个万国的祝福。
And this is the sign of the covenant when God says, Abraham, you will be a blessing to all nations.
这个祝福要临到你的身上
and this blessing will come upon you
所以神叫亚伯拉罕行了割礼
and so God had Abraham circumcised
弟兄姊妹
brothers and sisters
今天
today
我们都在这个约里头
we are also in this covenant
你要行割礼吗
are we to be circumcised
你要吗
are we willing
感谢主保罗把真理告诉我们
We thank the Lord Paul tells us the truth
在罗马二章二十八节二十九节告诉我们
In Romans chapter 2 verses 28 and 29 it tells us
真理太宝贵了
It is very precious there
我们还是读一下吧、那个、
Let us read to it Turn to it
这个读一下比较好一点
I think it would be good for us to read the passage
在罗马二章
Romans chapter 2
他怎么说呢
What does it say there?
28节
Verse 28.
因为外面做犹太人的不是真犹太人，外面肉身的割礼也不是真割礼，唯有里面做的才是真犹太人，真割礼也是心里的，在乎灵，不在乎仪文。洁人的称赞不是从人来的，乃是从神来的。
Verses 28 and 29, for he is not a Jew, which is one outwardly, neither is that circumcision, which is outward in the flesh, but he is a Jew, which is one inwardly, and circumcision is that of the heart in the spirit and not in the letter, whose praise is not of men, but of God.
弟兄姊妹，保罗告诉我们一个重点。
Brothers and sisters, Paul tells us the focus here.
不在外面，在里面。
It is not one that is outward, but inward.
我常读的时候，我把这个经文稍微改一下。
And when I read it, I somewhat change the scriptures a bit.
如果我们这样改，你看怎么样？
Now, if I read it this way, what do you think?
因为外面做基督徒的不是真基督徒。
But he who is a Christian, one outwardly, is not a true Christian.
里面做基督徒的才是真基督徒。
One is true.Christian, which is inwardly.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
我们都说我们是基督徒
We all say we are Christians.
哎呀保罗不客气、啊、
And Paul is being very direct.
他说如果你外面做的不是真的
If you're only doing so outwardly, that is not true.
你外面做基督徒不是真基督徒
If you're just a Christian outwardly, you're not a true Christian.
你里面做的才是真的
Only one who is true inwardly, then you're true.
这告诉我们什么
What does it tell us?
所有信心的生活
All this life of faith.
所有这个月给我们的恩典
All the grace of this covenant
是里面的故事
It is a story that is within
但是里面的道路
It is a way that is within
不在外头
It is not a way that is without
不是在外表
Not outward appearance
是你里面是怎么样
But inward, what is the reality?
这个割礼不在外头
The circumcision is not done without
这个割礼是你里头的
But a circumcision inwardly
今天我们基督徒不需要去行外面的割礼。
Today we do not need to perform an outward circumcision.
那但是有没有割礼呢
？But is there circumcision?
弟兄姊妹有吗
？Brothers and sisters, is there?
当然有。
Of course there is.
在心里头。
It is circumcision in the heart.
在你灵里头。
In the spirit.
你外面的割礼不是真的割礼。
Outward circumcision is not true circumcision.
里面的割礼才是真正的割礼。
Only that which is inward is true.
那弟兄。
Now, brothers and sisters,
什么是亚伯拉罕的约呢
What is then the covenant of Abraham?
什么是亚伯拉罕的约成就在我们身上呢
What is the establishment of the Abrahamic covenant within us?
弟兄姊妹，我们就过一个里面的生活。
Brothers and sisters, it is a life within.
我们不是外面做基督徒。
It is not an outward Christian.
我们里面做基督徒。
But an inward Christian.
我们不是外面行割礼。
It is not an outward circumcision.
我们是里面行割礼。
It is an circumcision.
那弟兄姊妹，我们当然明白。
Of course, brothers and sisters, we would understand.
什么叫做割礼？
What circumcision truly means?
割礼就是肉体。
Circumcision is the flesh.
把肉体里头所有的邪情私欲，所有你喜欢的东西，把它割掉。
Cut off of the flesh to remove all the evil lusts of the flesh.
那弟兄姊妹
，Now brothers and sisters，
我想教我们就很清楚了。
I think then we're very clear.
你什么时候能够成为众人的祝福呢
？When can we become that blessing to others？
你什么时候能把基督从你身上能够流露出来呢
？When are we able to manifest fully Christ within us？
神对亚伯拉罕说
，And God says to Abraham，
万国要因为你的信心而得福。
Because of your faith, all nations will be blessed.
依着你的信心，神的儿子基督能够流露出来。
And by your faith, the blessing of the Son of God will flow from you.
神就说你要行割礼。
And God says to him, you must be circumcised.
神说你要过帐篷的生活，
says,
你要过祭坛的生活。
You have to live a life of altars, a life of tents.
弟兄姊妹，这一切一切。
Brothers and sisters, all of these things.
在一个事情。
It is in one thing.
把所有不合乎神心意肉体的都把它割掉。
Anything that is of the flesh that is not pleasing to God must be cut off.
把它除去。
Must be removed.
弟兄姊妹，当你把这个 东西除去的时候
Brothers and sisters, when we have such things removed,
神的荣耀神的祝福就从你身上能够发表出来
Then the glory of God, the blessing of God will flow from us
这是神对亚伯拉罕所立的约
And this is the covenant of God to Abraham
这是神对我们的祝福
And this is the blessing of God to us
我亲爱的弟兄
My dear brothers and sisters
保罗在加拉太书他怎么说
What does God say, Paul say in Galatians?
保罗在加拉太书最末了的时候
At the end of Galatians
他说你们不要再搅扰我
Now do not bother me anymore
因为我身上有耶稣的印记
Because I have the sign of the Lord, the mark of the Lord Jesus Christ upon me
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
在你身上有印记吗
Do we have such a mark upon us?
在你身上有经过你愿意被对付留下来的痕迹吗
Is there a mark, a scar that is left behind upon us because we're willing to be dealt with by God?
弟兄姊妹这是每个人的秘密
Brothers and sisters, this is the secret of us all.
你不用告诉我
You don't need to tell me.
你自己很清楚
You yourself know full well.
我感谢主
I thank the Lord.
主爱我
The Lord loves me.
但有的时候我跟主说主你对我也好像好狠哦
No, but at times I would say to God, God, why are you still so harshly with me?
为什么这个人不会经过这个为什么那个人不会经过这个
How come so-and-so and so-and-so won't have to go through the same thing that I'm going through?
为什么我要经过这一切
Why must I go through this?
为什么那么难为什么那么痛
Why is it so difficult, so painful?
为什么我身上有那么多的伤痕
Why is there so many scars upon me?
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
保罗说
Paul says
这是印记
This is a mark
这告诉我们告诉所有的人说你不要再来搞他了
And so this is a sign to others do not come to me anymore
因为这个人是属于主的
Because now the sign marks the fact that this one belongs to the Lord
在他身上有割礼的记号
There is the mark, the sign of circumcision upon him
说明是被分别出来的
Speaks of the fact he is fully separated
是属于神的
He belongs unto God
我亲爱的弟兄姊妹
My dear brothers and sisters
当你难的时候
When it is difficult
当你在自怜自爱的时候
When we have self-love and self-pity
你好不好再看看你身上的伤痕
Will we look upon our scars again?
你看看那些叫你难过的事情
And reflect upon the things that gave us pain
你看那些你所失去的
All that we may have think we lost
你说主啊谢谢你
And we say unto God thank, I thank thee God
你在我身上动了刀
And you have cut this off from me
没人看见
No one sees this
但我知道
But I know
从今以后
From now on,
我只属于你
I only belong to thee.
我是你的人了
I am thine.
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters.
从那个时候亚伯拉罕就不一样
From that point on, Abraham is no longer the same.
他在神面前做一个完全的人
And he is one who is perfect before God.
他看到神自己是那位 El Shaddai 的神
When he sees that God himself is El Shaddai,
他就过帐篷的生活
He lived a life of tents.
他过祭坛的生活。
And he lived a life of altars.
他给神的东西他不会要回来。
And all that he has given unto God, he does not ask for it back.
弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
你有没有跟主说主啊从今以后我只属于你。
Have we said to the Lord, Lord, now forever I am thine.
从今以后我把自己献上。
And from now I offer myself unto thee.
过了几天你就把它拿回来了
Perhaps a few days later we retrieve it back
还是我的
It is still mine
弟兄姊妹
Brothers and sisters
感谢主
We thank the Lord
在一年最末后的一天
On the last day of this year
我看见这两个月
We see these two covenants
一个月告诉我们说主快来了
One covenant tells us our Lord is coming quickly
审判的日子快到了
The day of judgment cometh quickly
但感谢主
But we thank the Lord
我们看到那个红
When we see the rainbow
那是施恩的宝座
It is one that is round about his throne of grace
他从来不违背他给我们所立的约。
He does not go back on his promises.
我们看到亚伯拉罕的约。
And we see the covenant of Abraham.
我们要被分别出来。
We must be separated.
我们凭着信心。
And by faith,
我们得到了真正的祝福。
We have gained a true blessing.
那就是基督的自己。
And that true blessing is Christ himself.
我们祷告。
Let us pray. Lord, we thank thee for giving us thy word. Lord, we do not desire only to be hearers. Lord, do help us to respond to thy request. How earnestly we look unto for thy day. And we're so willing to live a life of separation on earth.
祝福我们。
Do bless us.
就是把你自己更多给我们。
Give us more of thyself.
祷告奉靠耶稣基督。
We pray in the Lord Jesus Christ's name.